coming today on Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zung.
Oh, say those again. How do I let go of?
Let go of my need for approval, my addiction to being busy, my financial insecurity. How do I let go of my need for control? And how do I let go of these bottled up frustrations that I have with my coworkers?
So the big questions are these. How can we navigate and negotiate every situation in our lives, in our career, in our businesses, in our relationships, and even with ourselves for our own self-worth? In other words, what if you could win every time and have no losers? Let's face it, we're not negotiating just to buy a car or for a pay raise. We are negotiating for living in every aspect of our lives. How can we do that powerfully, successfully, and victoriously? Those are the questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Rebecca Zung, and welcome to the time where you negotiate your best life. Welcome to today's podcast. I am so excited today to talk to a person that I've actually met a couple of times in person, but he's actually one of my favorite people. He just has that quality about him. His name is Ben Kiker, and he is the founder and CEO of the Ben Kiker Group, and he provides transformative business, executive, and recovery coaching services. He provides profound shift resulting, lasting change. He creates conditions that lead to meaningful and lasting change. He's the former chief marketing officer of a notable Silicon Valley technology company. And he's got energy and passion, and he helps people build resiliency. He sparks transformative change in people all around the world. And I'm really excited to welcome you here, Ben.
Thank you, Rebecca. By the way, next time I need an intro, I'm just going to call you or take this little part from the podcast. Like, hold on. I'm just going to send you. Hey, listen, it's great to be here. But before we get too deep into what I know is going to be an awesome conversation, I just got to share a little bit of gratitude. First of all, super grateful for my very, very good friend, Steve Wolt,
who Steven.
Who originally connected you and I. So incredibly grateful for him. And also grateful for the super nice things that you said in your podcast with another one of my good friends, collaborator, client, Bronwyn Saguambini. So grateful for those comments. Thank you for the multiple shout outs that you both shared on that podcast.
Oh yeah. And Bronwyn's show is in my little bank of shows, and yeah, it's her show is on negotiating with your inner perfectionist. So you should definitely check that out. It kind of goes nicely with what we're going to be talking about here.
Good.
And actually, in doing my research for Bronwyn's show, I came across an episode that she had done with you on her show, 20 Minutes with Bronwyn, and it was called Let Go or Be Dragged, and that so spoke to me. It so spoke to me in so many ways because, I mean, there's so many things that we should be letting go of. I was like, where do we start with letting go? I mean, it's like, you know, toxic people, toxic thoughts, all kinds of things. So so let's talk about that. Yeah. Let's talk about what does letting go even mean exactly?
Yeah. By the way, I asked my followers on Instagram, I gave them a heads up that you and I were going to be jamming today. And I said, hey, if you have a moment, just let me know something that you're working to let go of right now. And oh boy, did they let me know. So I've even got some examples that we could try to work on because there was a theme to all that everybody shared. But back to your original question, what does letting go mean? I'm going to define it this way. It means to simply for a moment sit a little bit more loosely in the saddle of life. That's a great quote from Robert Louis Stevenson, the author of Treasure Island, one of my favorite quotes, just to sit a little bit loosely, because when we're holding on, I'm looking at you right now and I'm pressing down in the chair, all of my energy is going there, right? So to let go is to simply hit the pause button, pull up, and to put a little bit of distance between me and whatever it is that I am wrapped up around in that moment.
I like to put a little distance thing because, you know, I am an empath, and that means that I ruminate. You know, I can like ruminate about any little thing that happened or whatever. I'm better at it now. Having been a divorce attorney, it actually was good training ground for me to learn how to separate myself. But I like that idea of like putting some distance between you and the thing, whatever the thing is.
Yeah, whatever it is. So I threw something in there though that is super critical that actually helps us begin the process of letting go. And so I'm just gonna go back and rip on that for a little bit.
Okay.
And that is hit the pause button and pull up. So in all the coaching that I do, whether I'm working with a team, working with whatever I'm doing, I always go hard on one of the greatest self-care techniques that we can learn to develop is that when we are ungrounded, unregulated, and we're not feeling in the flow, is to simply hit the pause button and pull up. When we hit the pause button and pull up, we then have the ability to begin to, in this case, let go.
Yeah. So let's talk about the kinds of things people need to let go of. I mean, a lot of my followers and listeners are in toxic relationships. And so, you know, for them, this show is going to mean how to let go of the person, or the relationship, or the life they thought they were going to have, or something like that. But I think it actually starts a little further, closer to home, we'll call it, which is, you know, right inside the space between your ears. And, you know, I think it starts when we're super young, right? You have a term called the insane thought generator.
Oh, I love that term. Thank you for bringing that up. You want me to talk a little bit about
that? I want you to talk about that.
Yeah. So I'm going to give a great example of something that happened to me last year. I received an email from a very, very good friend of mine, Elizabeth Patterson, who runs talent development for Sapphire Ventures, a very well-known VC firm based here in Silicon Valley. And Elizabeth reached out and said, hey, we're going to bring together a group of really just cool kick-ass women who are now looking to take the next step in their career and start to join corporate boards. So we're going to do a workshop with them, bringing together experts to help them. And we'd love for you to come and help them talk about how do they sort of craft a story that talks about their authenticity and their active ingredient, all those elements. So I get this email from Elizabeth, Rebecca, and the first thing I'm like, oh, wait, no. Now hold on. You don't currently serve on a corporate board. By the way, you're a man. And if you do go and speak to this group, you're probably going to end up mansplaining your way through it. You need to respond to Elizabeth right now and tell her that you're going to be out of the country for an extended period of time and unable to attend.
And no Wi-Fi, nothing.
I am completely remote. I'm off the grid remote for the next 30 days. Oh, your event is in 35 days? I meant the next 40 days.
60.
where did that come from? That came from my insane thought generator, right? And I imagine that in in my mind, the CEO of Ben Inc., me at the table with all these phenomenal resources that I have, my internal resources and external resources and my strengths, everyone, way at the end is this little insane thought generator. And it just waits and waits for the moment when something is going on and I'm feeling a bit ungrounded to go, hey, you can't do that. You're not a man. Crazy, 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 crazy. So this is where hitting the pause button and pulling up. So I hit the pause button, pulled up, and said, hold on, what's going on with me right now? Well, first of all, it was super late when I got her email that night. I had been a really long day, and I was tired. And I thought, the best self-care thing that I can do right now is to literally shut my laptop and go to bed. And that's what I did. So, by the way, I got up the next morning, responded back to Elizabeth. Thanks for thinking of me. How can I be of service? How can I be helpful? I ended up taking part in the event. And then multiple women came up to me after the program and said, thank you for being here. This is exactly what I needed because I've got something going on over the next couple weeks that's going to help. So that's an example of my insane thought generator at work. And it loves to create stories like the ones that I just shared. It loves to wake up my ego, right? And as one of my sisters refers to it, I got butt hurt today. That's my ego, right? Our ego loves to take sides. So my insane thought generator.
Say that again. I got what hurt?
What now? I got butt hurt.
Oh,
so my
there
my
he is. Sister, oh my God, sister, that is so funny. So I mean, I totally get it too. I mean, the first time I was on a large television show, I had been on some local stuff, but the biggest first thing I did, I mean, now I've been on Extra and all these big shows, but the first time was on Good Day New York. And somebody told me that, you know, there was a potential of 20 million viewers.
Wow.
And I was in the hotel room the night before by myself, looking over the points that I had told them to ask me about. And I had just written my book, and it was like 2014, something like that. And I had this like complete panic attack. You know, I was there by myself. I didn't have anyone else around me. So just me and the insane thoughts. Attacking
in a locked hotel room. How awesome is that? You and your insane thought generator together in a hotel room. Tell me more. Keep going.
Oh, I mean, and they're just like attacking me like gremlins all over my body, like mosquitoes that I can't get off. And what the hell do you think you're doing? And you're going to look like a fool. And, you know, you're going to clam up and not have no idea what to say. They're going to ask you questions. And what the hell are you going to do about it? And, you know, panic attack, serious, like, chest tightening, you know. And, you know, after a little while, I just started to breathe because I thought, you got to get yourself together. Yeah. I mean, you've got to get yourself together. This car is coming to get you in the morning, and they're taking you to this studio, and you got two choices here. You got to, like, suck it up and do something, or you're going to just go down. I mean, like, those are the choices, right? So, you know, like the Eminem Lose Yourself song comes to my head, like, you know, like, this is your moment. Either you're going to take it or you're going to be back, you know, whatever. Yeah.
Spaghetti all over you.
That's right. So I just started to say to myself, okay, what the hell is your problem? Like, they're going to ask you questions about divorces. Don't you know what that is? I mean, you've been doing this a long time. Like, you know, I think I can do this. But it took, like, I had to go through this whole thing, you know, and negotiate with my insane thoughts.
Yeah. So can I, by the way, thank you for sharing that awesome, awesome example of you with your insane thought generator locked alone in a hotel room. And what I'd love to do is sort of take that and build on it and kind of walk through something that I think can be helpful for anyone listening. And also, by the way, some of the
I'm totally feeling very vulnerable, but okay. I'm totally up for it. Just so my listeners know, Ben and I did not have a conversation ahead of time that he was going to like coach me on my own podcast, but I am totally up for it. And I think it's going to be amazing.
I am ready to, and just so that everybody knows, full disclosure, literally the only dialogue that we had before this was the very nice email that you sent after Bronwyn was on your show.
Correct.
And you said, hey, I want to jam with you on this concept of letting go, right?
Yeah.
By the way, I went through my own insane thought generator moment about being on your show talking about letting go. am I going to say? And what are the, like, I did all that right before becoming a show today. And this is something that I literally work with people on every single day. But yet there's that moment of, hey, what do you think you're about to do? Okay, check it out.
And who the hell do you think you are?
And isn't that what you think you are? And being in all of that, right? Yeah. You're not properly prepared. You really should have a full brief with all of that noise. Okay, check it out. So you had that moment in the hotel. Some of the things that I heard from my followers on Instagram on this topic, and by the way, I invite folks to follow me at Ben Kiker because I do a lot of in the moment coaching videos to help folks. How do I let go of my need for approval? How do I let go of financial insecurity?
Frustrations
with coworkers. How do I let go of control? How do I let go of my addiction of being busy? Those were literally half a dozen of the many things.
Oh, say those again. Let go of
my need for approval, my addiction to being busy, my financial insecurity. How do I let go of my need for control? And how do I let go of these bottled up frustrations that I have with my coworkers?
I love that your people were so willing.
Isn't that great? They got
honest. Yeah.
Isn't that awesome? That they just said, hey, this is what's really happening for you right now. So that'll be
100% of the people who are listening, unless they're narcissists or sociopaths, are dealing with the same thing.
Yeah, for sure. And I want to thank everybody who took the time to listen to that video about jamming with you today and said, yeah, here's what's going on for me right now at the moment when I'm working to let go of. So what's underneath all of those items that folks are working to let go of, and what was underneath what was happening for you in that hotel room the night before that performance or that appearance, is simply fear. That's what it is. It's fear.
Oh, 100%.
I'm going to lose what I have, or I'm not going to get what I want. That's it. And literally, when I work with clients, I can flow chart down whatever is making them uneasy, ungrounded. Again, I use the phrase in the flow, not in the flow. It always goes down to fear. I'm going to lose what I have. I'm not going to get what I want. So,
right. I'm afraid of looking bad. Like, we spend a lot of our time just trying to look good and avoid looking bad.
Right. Right. And that gets back to lose what I have, not get what I want.
Coming up, more of Rebecca's conversation with Ben Kiker on how to let go or be dragged.
It's all an uncertain outcome. That's life, right? There's so little that is truly certain. And so what happens is we get super anxious. That's what you were feeling. And one of my teachers, Joni Lavik, has something that she says that is so profound and so helpful, which is anxiety does not contribute to outcomes.
Not everyone needs full representation by an attorney on retainer. In fact, sometimes lawyering up can make things worse. At Hello Divorce, you get the best of all worlds. You get technology and legal professionals. You get some help along the way, and you get to do the parts yourself that you want to do yourself. Just $99 a month, cancel at any time. You can use their divorce navigator, think TurboTax for divorce, to prepare all of your legal forms. Right now, it's available in California, but it will be expanding soon to other states. Sign up free and get a 15-minute free intro call and access to loads of curated resources, tools, and worksheets designed to make the divorce process affordable, transparent, empowering, and successful. Use the code HELLO50 to get $50 off toward anything you'd like. Just go to HelloDivorce.com to get started today.
Take a listen to our archive, where you can hear Rebecca talk to others who have mastered how to negotiate their best lives by letting go, including Michael Valdez on negotiating career change in the face of struggle.
Yeah, and see, here's the thing that people need to get. The people who have achieved success, like you.
And you.
And me. It's not that we've never had obstacles.
Oh, of course. Come on. Yeah.
I mean, we've had big ones.
Absolutely. Right?
So sure. I want you to share, to the extent you're comfortable, what obstacles you've had to overcome, you know, physical, emotional, spiritual, you know, get raw and real with us.
Are you struggling with how to negotiate and win? Maybe you're dealing with a personality that's particularly challenging, like a narcissist or other high conflict personality, and you're feeling powerless. Make sure to download my free Win My Negotiation cheat sheet at www.winmynegotiation.com.
And now we return to today's show.
So fear generates anxiety. And a reminder that the definition of anxiety is unease about something with an uncertain outcome. Here's the important reminder. It's all an uncertain outcome. That's life, right? There's so little that is truly certain. And so what happens is we get super anxious. That's what you were feeling. And one of my teachers, Joni Lavik, has something that she says that is so profound and so helpful, which is anxiety does not contribute to outcomes. When you're in your hotel room that night.
Oh, I love that.
Isn't that great?
I love that.
Say it again because it's so important.
Repeat that.
Anxiety does not contribute to outcomes, right?
Love.
So there's the thing, and the thing generates fear. I'm going to lose what I have, not get what I want. The fear creates anxiety, and then the anxiety gets us amped up, but the anxiety does nothing toward the outcome. You being anxious in your hotel room the night before that appearance does nothing to help you for the outcome. So we take it back from the top. When we start getting that, and it's great that you recognize the body sensations, and so much of the work that I encourage folks to do is listen to your body, right? When something's, hit the pause button, pull up. Wow, what is going on for me right now? I am in a lot of fear and I am super anxious. And just being anxious is not going to do anything to help me with what I have to do tomorrow morning. And this is another one of my six essentials to getting shit done. I hope it's okay that I can say that.
Yes, you can.
Okay, good. One of my six essentials to GSD is there are only two things that you truly control and that I truly control. The actions that I take and the attitude that I choose to show up with. So when I'm able to hit the pause button, pull up, recognize what's going on with me, I've got this fear, I've got this anxiety, and remind myself there are only two things that I truly control, the actions that I take and the attitude that I show up with, then I am able to let go of what's not working in that moment and choose an action that can be helpful for me in that moment. So I'm going to pause there because I went through that super quickly, but that's the sort of the fast sort of condensed version of what I really work with clients to help them kind of develop this practice of letting go. And it's a practice because here's the deal. I can let stuff go, Rebecca, and literally 5 minutes later, I'll grab it right back.
Oh, I totally, totally understand that. I mean, for me, it's like if something's bothering me, then I recognize now at this point that I'm a ruminator. And so for me, you know, having those things that help me mentally pivot are really, really important, because what happens is if I'm working on a project, I'm good. But if my brain is an idle place, like I'm folding laundry, I'm cooking dinner, I'm driving in my car or whatever, if I'm not careful, you know, when I'm in the shower, you know, places where the brain has time to go nutso, that's where danger zone is for me.
Yeah.
So I recognize that for those periods of danger zone, I turn on a podcast, I put on an audiobook, I listen to a Ben Kiker moment on his Instagram story. you know, whatever I need to do to pivot back to, because, you know, one of my faves is Dr. Joe Dispenza, you know.
Oh, I heard you mention him on, I think, the interview that you did with Bronwyn and the one that you just did with Michael
Valdez.
Valdez, thank you, yes.
Yeah, I love, I'm a big fan right now. I'm a student of his, and, you know, he's a neuroscientist, and I love that he's very logical and practical and actually talks about the neuroscience of your brain and how we develop these patterns and all that sort of thing and how to interrupt those patterns and create new ones. And, you know, I had an aha moment with him last summer when I realized, okay, if I'm ruminating on this, then that means, number one, I'm in victim mode.
Yeah.
Because you cannot be, oh, this sucks, and I can't believe this happened to me, and I can't believe this person is awful, or whatever it is that's happening, and also be, I'm empowered, I have control of my life, and I can create amazing things and use my gift of life to help others who are also on this planet at the same time I am. You know, you can't be in two places at once.
Right. Okay. So this is super cool. And I want to go back to the hotel room and I want to marry it with something that you just shared and take it back to the podcast that you and Michael did, which I listened to yesterday, by the way.
Thank you.
Okay. So what I heard you did is that, again, hit the pause button, pull up. You didn't realize it, but you were, that's what you were doing. You're like, hey, wait a minute, what's going on here? Hit the pause button, pull up. You created a little bit of distance between you and your thinking. By the way, I love Eckhart Tolle. When he was asked, what's the biggest thing that we need to let go of? He said, our thinking, we over-identify with it. So I love that you were over-identifying with your thinking that night. So you created that space and you did a couple of things. Number one, you just started breathing, right? You just did some breath work, which helped. Number two, you reminded yourself of, wait a minute, I have helped a lot of people through one of the most traumatic experiences that folks can experience in their life, which is the dissolution of a marriage, right? I've done a lot of really good work. So what happened by hitting the pause button and pulling up is you were able to come back into the present moment. That's the whole thing. You were able to come back into the present moment where you could do that breath work, remind yourself of all the folks that you've helped. Now, we connected to one other thing. The other thing that it does is it allows us to shift. And this came up in your conversation with Michael, and I love it, is it gets us out of scarcity mode and back into abundance. And you talk a lot about scarcity and abundance on your podcast. I'm a big, big believer in that. It also allows us to go from this is happening to me to this is happening for me.
Oh, yeah, I like that. I like that. And you know, one of the things that I really think is amazing about you is your willingness to get vulnerable. You know, people who are listening to this podcast can't see you, but you're a big guy. How tall are you?
6'4".
6'4". I mean, I don't know if you played football, but you certainly look like you could have.
I get that question all the time. Sadly, when I was in high school, I was super thin and super uncoordinated. Which is not a great combination for playing
football. Yeah, well, but just to give people a visual,
yeah,
I mean, you're a big guy, very booming presence. You know, you wouldn't, most guys who are like you or look like you wouldn't be caught dead telling people about the things that they're most vulnerable about. I mean, they wouldn't be caught dead telling people, you know, that they had a pain in their stomach, let alone all of their deepest insecurities, thoughts, and fears. But one of the things that really struck me when I was doing my research for the show today is you talk very openly about your current, still in recovery.
Yes.
from addiction
yes.
to drugs and alcohol.
Yes. Yes.
And I think that, I wrote it down actually because you actually were very, very honest about how you went to rehab and you were like the best rehab student. Like with your notepad, sat up front, showed up early.
I love that you love that story and that you're reminding me of it. Go on.
Then you're like, I am, you know, the best rehabber ever.
Yes.
No one can touch me here in
rehab. A lot of ego in my time at rehab.
Yeah, and then what happens?
Yeah. So, by the way, that was just to date it for everybody. That was in the fall of 2009. So I am at rehab being the bestest little rehab student ever. And I came home and 72 hours later, I relapsed.
Yeah. I could not believe that story. And then what really struck me is that you said that you had these thoughts. You know, about, because you were going, you had some big project or job or something. Yeah. It was
so I worked for a really an in the spotlight startup here in Silicon Valley that was doing big things and getting a lot of attention. And I came back from treatment and 72 hours, I relapsed. And I really fell into a place of, and when I look back at it now, Rebecca, what I see is I fell into a place of debilitating fear. And
the thoughts you had were, I'm losing this job,
yeah.
My partner.
Every day, I'm going to lose this job. I'm going to get fired. I'm never going to work in this town again. Any success that I had nothing to do with me. My then partner, now husband, is going to leave me. We'll lose everything that we work for. Friends will shun me. I thought my immediate family would still stick with me, but everyone else I was pretty sure would jump off the boat.
Yeah, and you used the word debilitating. And so I want you to just talk about what did you use to get yourself out of that? Because you've now been sober for how long?
For at least 7 years in May of this year, actually, which is just an absolute miracle. And it is hands down the most important thing I've ever done in my life. And that the thing that I have the most, that I feel the most proud of is that and doing that work. So, you're getting me worked up here. I'm getting emotional.
I'm doing the Barbara Walters. Yes.
You did it. Yes! You did it. You're like, I knew it would happen one day. It happened with 6'4", 240 Ben Kiker.
And that is why I love Ben Kiker. I mean, I just said, I told you before the show that I said, I just, you know, you're one of the people I just gravitated toward immediately and felt connected to immediately. And I said, maybe everybody feels that way about Ben Kiker. I don't know. But
so,
tell us how you got back.
I'll tell you what I did, because it actually connects to let go. By the way, I feel like I could talk with you for the next 2 hours, and I know at some point
we're gonna have to stop.
Anyway, I'll come back. I'll come back later.
We'll keep it going because this is way too good.
Okay. So the fear was debilitating. More than that, my process, what I am so good at doing, which is getting shit done, moving the ball down the field, it completely went offline. And that really frightened me. So here are a couple of things that I did. Number one, from that point forward, I made a commitment that no matter what happened, and obviously from 2009 to 2013, there were some more difficult things that happened, I would not quit in my attempt to figure out a way to get and stay sober. That was the bottom line. So I made a commitment to myself. I made a commitment to the universe. I made a commitment to my higher power, who I call God, that I would not give up. So anytime that I had a setback, I always worked to get back on the recovery train. And when I finally put together a year of continuous sobriety, I have a lot of folks that ask, what did you do to get to that year? And I did three things. And although I originally felt that these three things were critical to me for recovery, by the way, side note, I believe that we are all in recovery from something. We are all in recovery. And you don't get to this point in your life, by the way, without hitting the wall over something. In my case, it was substance abuse. It can be a failed relationship. It can be a work setback. So we're all recovering from something. So here are the three things that help. Number one is I had to get honest. And I had to really get honest with myself about the severity of the problem and what was happening. Getting honest, being honest, number one. Number two, I had to learn to be curious and to be a seeker of what are things that can be helpful to me in this process. And that led to number three, which is I had to learn to let go. And that's why letting go became so critical for me, because I was wound so tight with so many stories in my mind about, well, they did that and this and to me. And I just had to learn to let go. And I had to
let go or be dragged by that.
Let go or be dragged. So what helped was getting honest, becoming a seeker, being curious. How do people, and I am so grateful that there was this little bit of this inside of me, how do people successfully re-architect their lives, right? And then finally, let go. Just let go of all these things that I was holding on to that were just no longer serving me and allowing me to move forward in my life. That combined with some phenomenal clinical resources, great support community. Listen, if you're going through something, find your tribe, find your community. We heal in community. So whatever it is that you're going through, go find that community. And if you can't find it, go build one. Go get your people. Bring together two or three people that are just trying to get through the day doing what you're trying to do.
Such good advice. I love it. I absolutely love it. And I didn't even get through half the questions I wanted to get through. I have like another whole page. So I guess I'm just going to have you back.
Well, I am happy to come back. Hey, can we wrap with one of my other six essentials is
please.
The power of three. I'm a big three things guy, as you probably have picked up because you follow me on Instagram
and see
my stories. So I did jot down three things that I wanted to leave with you and to leave with the audience today. Number one, be gentle with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Letting go is a process. It is something that we practice, that we develop. Be gentle with yourself. Number two, there just really isn't that much in life that is truly worth getting twisted up over. And number three, because today we're taping this is Friday. Today is Friday, and all you have to do, Rebecca, is Friday. All I have to do is Friday. It is shocking to me when mm-hmm. I wake up in the morning and this head starts doing its thing.
Yeah.
How many memos it sends down from headquarters on what it wants me to focus on that has absolutely nothing to do with today. So today is Friday. All you got to do is Friday. All I've got to do is Friday.
Yeah.
And when I remember that and I come back into the present moment, wow, what a gift and what a difference.
That's beautiful. And it's actually kind of like, you know, the one day at a time thing, right?
Yes.
In a lot of ways too, which is part of the recovery.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. Love that. I love everything you say. I think you're incredible, amazing. How can people find out more about you?
Thanks. So a couple of ways. Again, come follow me on Instagram at Ben Kiker, B-E-N-K-I-K-E-R. I do lots of little video updates and stories that can be helpful in the moment coaching. Two, come check out my website, benkiker.com. I also blog, sign up for my blog. There's also contact information for me on the website. So, you know, if you're stuck and you'd like to get unstuck, reach out, give a shout, let's have a conversation. I'm a great, if you want to do the work, I'm a great guy to have in your corner.
Awesome. Thank you so much. This was incredible.
Thank you, Rebecca. What a gift. Thank you again for the invite. I hope you have a great weekend, and I'll see you soon.
Thanks for stopping by and listening to this episode of Negotiate Your Best Life. I'm Rebecca Zung. Check back next Monday for more inspirational pearls of wisdom. And if you enjoyed today's podcast, I'd love if you would give it a 5-star rating and tell me what you liked in a review on iTunes. Also, be sure to grab your winning negotiation cheat sheet at winmynegotiation.com. And remember, today is a perfect day to start negotiating your best life.